Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
For Sunday, October the 22nd, 2023, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. No jingle, no music on this particular one, as we're doing it a bit rough and ready because I'm not near my normal desk to give you a full update on the announcement from Impact Wrestling last night. As in 2024, Impact Wrestling once again becomes TNA Wrestling. This came as a surprise at the end of Impact Wrestling Bound for Glory last night, just after Alex Shelley successfully retained his Impact Wrestling Championship over Josh Alexander. A night that also saw Jordynne Grace win the Call Your Shot Gauntlet. A night that saw ABC, Chris Bay and Ace Austin, become the Impact World Tag Team Champions. The night that we saw Will Ospreay and Speedball Mike Bailey put on a match of the year candidate, without a doubt, and many other occasions and other occurrences during the night. It was all capped off by a video that showed Jordynne Grace, Eric Young, Josh Alexander, Frankie Kazarian, Eddie Edwards, and Alicia Edwards, and numerous others gathered around a box that they said they had to open. And they opened it, and inside were the memories and the nostalgia of TNA Wrestling. And it was upon opening that box that it was announced that Hard to Kill, Impact Wrestling's pay-per-view for January the 14th, will be the first show with the brand new, same old brand new name, as Impact Wrestling will once again become TNA. President Scott D'Amore wrote in a press release that went out moments after, "We still hear the TNA chants wherever we go. Fans have longed for TNA Wrestling, so that's what we're bringing back in 2024. TNA Wrestling, we are back. TNA Hard to Kill will emanate from the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, Nevada, and be followed by the Snake Eyes Extravaganza, a set of TV tapings at the same venue on Sunday, January the 14th. Further details on the return of TNA Wrestling are going to be revealed on Tuesday during an exclusive interview and Q&A with Scott D'Amore on Impact Wrestling's Facebook page. You'll get to see that at 12 p.m. Eastern. Shortly after Bound for Glory went off the air, TNA Wrestling t-shirts also went on sale on Impact Wrestling's official website. So this has caught us all off guard. PW Insider has more details on the name change, saying this was a move that wasn't made without a lot of planning, and at one point the announcement was tentatively slated to be made back at Slammiversary before it was pushed back to Bound for Glory this evening. The final decision to flip the switch back to TNA was locked in about 2 or 3 weeks ago. PW Insider was also told by sources within the company that the decision was made for two reasons. One, that it would unite the fragmented history of the promotion. It's been known as Impact, TNA, NWA TNA, Global Force Wrestling. It's changed names a lot. This brings it together, in theory. Another factor in the decision was a number of the company's international partners preferred the TNA name and internally still call it TNA. There was also a poll of long-term fans a little while ago, earlier on in the year, and many did say in this poll that they preferred the name TNA. They've chanted TNA since the promotion got back on the road. It's a chant that continues to occur on and off, so why not lean into it? That's what they've done. This is a plan that isn't just a few weeks in the making. This is actually many years in the making, really. PW Insider say that there was a lot of TNA nostalgia when the promotion brought back the TNA title with Moose as its champion. Now, the plan was going to be that Moose was going to have the TNA championship. And it was going to be used to revive TNA, but as a separate TV series and possibly even a separate promotion, stemming from the plans for a TNA reunion pay-per-view. However, that pay-per-view was set to take place, if you recall, in April of 2020, the month that the COVID-19 pandemic hit. As a result, all plans were shelved, and instead of two different promotions and TV series, TNA has returned as the name of the one promotion.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
So, what happens next? Well, the plan is that Impact Wrestling will close out the remainder of the year as Impact Wrestling. We will see the UK Invasion Tour go on as planned. No name change while they're in the UK. Turning Point will take place as Impact Wrestling. And they will continue on until Hard to Kill in Las Vegas. And that will be the night where TNA officially returns. That will be branded as TNA Hard to Kill. As we say, no other changes will be made, at least externally, between now and January. There will be a lot going on behind the scenes, though. There are new TNA championship belts being rolled out, with the current title holders planning to use those belts instead. The new belts have been crafted, they've been produced, they are ready to go. We probably won't see them until January, when they officially bring back TNA at Hard to Kill. But they're ready to go. There is another piece of nostalgia within TNA, and that is the six-sided ring. Now, PW Insider say that currently there are zero plans to return to the old six-sided ring. Wasn't even discussed, as just about every talent within the company who's ever worked in the six-sided ring preferred the four-sided ring. It was a lot easier on their bodies. As much as we fans enjoy the visual of having a six-sided ring, the wrestlers, the ones that throw their bodies into it, they prefer a four-sided ring. So that's probably where we should lean. PW Insider also were told that with all these changes coming, with the name of the company, with the belts and all of this stuff changing, they intend to move forward with current storyline plans, current talent, and the current style. It'll just be a case of the TNA name being utilized from January of 2024. The plan is to take all of the moves Anthem has made to improve the company since taking it over from Dixie Carter several years back and continue onwards as TNA. From going forward as well, in case this is quite an obvious thing to state, Impact as a TV show will continue on as TNA Impact. So Impact Wrestling will go back to being just the name of the show rather than the name of the entire promotion. So that's the big story at the end of Impact Wrestling's Bound for Glory. An incredible show, top to bottom, wrestling-wise. And a huge bit of news right at the end. Impact Wrestling set to be rebranded as TNA. For now, though, all eyes turn to the UK Invasion Tour for Impact Wrestling. On Thursday, they begin the tour in Glasgow. On Friday, it is Impact Wrestling Turning Points at the Walker Dome in Newcastle upon Tyne. I am excited to see you there, as that's where I'll be jumping on the Impact bandwagon, soon to be the TNA bandwagon, as your ring announcer for the tour from Newcastle through to Coventry. The Turning Point card already shaping up. We're going to see the winner of the Call Your Shot Gauntlet, Jordan Grace, facing Danny Luna. Josh Alexander and Eric Young forming a team against Subculture. We will see Leon Slater defending the North Wrestling Championship with an opponent to be announced. Cultaholic are presenting an X Division match between Frankie Kazarian, Rich Swann and Trey Miguel. And Joe Hendry takes on Simon Miller in what should be an intriguing affair. On top of all of that, Will Ospreay in action in Newcastle at the Walker Dome facing Eddie Edwards for the very first time. There will also be in-ring performances across the UK Invasion Tour from Giselle Shaw, from Rhino, from Alex Windsor, who I believe also is making the Impact Wrestling debut as well, and other names still to be revealed. I can't wait to see you on the UK Invasion Tour for Impact Wrestling, soon to be known as, once again, TNA Wrestling. There will be no doubt more to say on this news as the week goes on ahead of Scott D'Amore's Q&A on Tuesday. But of course, for the latest on this and any other wrestling news throughout the week, you can check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you on Tuesday. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.